AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Police say the mother of a British teenager who was missing for 6 years may now be in Finland. The boy, now 17, was found in France. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
British authorities say Alex Batty is believed to have been kidnapped by his mother and grandfather and disappeared while vacationing in Spain in 2017.
We are relieved and overjoyed to receive the news from the French authorities that they believe Alex Batty has been found safe and well.
Chris Sykes is the Assistant Chief Constable for Greater Manchester.
The young man and Alex's grandmother spoke on a video call last night.
Fabian Axidini in Toulouse, France, delivers medicine to pharmacies at night.
He told me that she was kidnapped by his mother and grandfather.
He says he spotted the adolescent looking lost and haggard by the side of a road and talked with him before driving him to the police station.
He just wanted to live a normal life. To see his grandmother again and to have a normal future.
I'm Jennifer King.
Militants attacked a regional police headquarters and two military posts in Pakistan, triggering firefights that killed 5 security personnel and 5 insurgents. The European Union failed to agree on a $54 billion package in financial aid that Ukraine desperately needs to stay afloat, even as the bloc decided to open negotiations to add Ukraine as a member country. The aid was vetoed by Hungary's prime minister. A man who was living in a tent in the woods in New Hampshire was sentenced to up to life in prison in the shooting deaths of a retired couple who had gone out for a walk. A federal judge has allowed the reintroduction of gray wolves in Colorado to move forward after representatives of the state's cattle industry asked for a temporary stay in the predator's release in a lawsuit. After losing to the Vegas Raiders 63-21 last night, today the Los Angeles Chargers fired coach Brandon Staley and general manager Tom Telesco. This is AP News. Spreading holiday cheer includes tipping service providers.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas with cash. Etiquette expert Diane Gottsman says we should prepare a list of the people who routinely help us during the year and provide a generous tip.
Your nanny, your babysitter, your dog walker.
She says it should be a week's pay or
the cost of one service. Now, for some people, that will be a big chunk of change.
But
if they're still going to that very expensive hairstylist, they clearly have enough to give something.
Gottsman says if you really can't afford even twice a normal tip, you can at least provide a small gift like home-baked cookies.
Letting them know that you appreciate their service.
She says the holiday season is not the time to be a Scrooge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.